The first call was to a courtroom on the sixth floor of the Frank Crowley Courthouse in Dallas. Jason Evans with Dallas Fire Rescue says the powder was quickly determined to be crushed antidepressant, officials say most likely Zoloft.
There were three people who were sheltered in place. They did not exhibit any symptoms of being exposed to anything toxic.
The letter was opened in the chambers of a judge. A court clerk says it came from an inmate the judge sent to prison. A second suspicious envelope was dropped off at a private postal store on Preston at Frankfort. It's now in the hands of the FBI. Evans says Plano hazmat technicians assisting Dallas tested the outside of the envelope. The results were negative for a hazardous substance. The FBI is investigating a four-year-long string of white powder letters sent from North Texas. This week, a $150,000 reward was offered in that case. Jason Evans says even though the suspicious powder turned out to be harmless, each incident must be treated as a potential threat.
We can't let ourselves grow complacent. Anytime you get a delivery like this and you don't know what it is, take the most necessary precautions. Call 911 and let the experts decide whether or not it's a threat.
Evans says a rash of suspicious powder letters earlier this month in North Texas put a strain on local hazmat teams. Investigators say the two latest incidents are not related to the larger case of nearly 400 white powder letters sent from North Texas since 2008. BJ Austin, KERA News.